It's 4 o'clock. It's Thursday afternoon. You know what that means.
It's time for Bronco
Babble. They finally won one, Jane. How about that, huh? It was pretty good.
I know.
How about that?
That was amazing.
So did you watch this one?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah. No. What a concept. They won.
I know. Yeah. They ran it more times than they passed it.
They did.
Which is their formula for success.
Yes. And, you know, they didn't look bad at all. They, in fact, you know, Simeon threw some really good passes.
Yeah.
Demaryius Thomas made some really good catches.
First big game for him this year.
And I think I know her. That's why I'm looking over there. But maybe I don't. But they still did one thing that I don't understand.
Tell
me. With Anderson. Even though he did make a few runs to the right or the left, they sent him up through center again.
Yeah, all the time.
Which is all the time, and I don't understand why.
You know, what's weird about that is we've been commenting on this week after week after week. But CJ is coming up on a 1,000-yard season.
Oh, is he?
He only needs 80 yards a game for the rest of the year or something like that to get 1,000 yards. And if I'm not mistaken, that might be his first 1,000-yard season.
Wow. Well, it doesn't seem...
It doesn't.
When you're watching the game, like he is, you know, running for very many yards because he always seems to get blocked and stopped. But I don't understand why they don't make him run some different routes.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Maybe Craig knows. Craig, are you listening?
Well, do you remember what he said last week? He said, if I'm here, I'll be listening.
That's right.
I have a feeling that he might be away for the holidays, like the rest
of
the world.
Yeah, that could be.
Do you go home for the holidays?
No, I stay here.
You do?
Yeah, do you?
Well, sort of. I go down to Grand Junction, spend it with my mother.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But I won't be going down there to watch the game tonight against the Colts.
Oh, that's right. The game is tonight against the Colts.
And that seems weird.
It does seem weird.
Thursday night? Same day?
Yeah. It's the last Thursday night game of the season.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just read it on my computer while I was doing a little research here.
So here they go with 9 straight losses, and now they could win 2 in 1 week.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It's feast or famine for the Denver Broncos.
That's right. 963-2976. If you want to call in and make any comments or place a guess for what your score might be for this game.
Speaking of which,
I win?
You came close. You missed it by, let's see, do I have it?
I know
this?
I had 24.
Yeah, you missed it by 2 points. Frank beat you by 2 points.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
But you were second,
and then I was third.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Craig came in last.
Ah, yes,
because
Craig.
He didn't pick the Broncos.
I know.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na. Craig.
Oh, it just felt pretty good, you know. It sort of made me feel like I didn't waste my Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
So,
me too.
Yeah, that's improvement.
And you know what? I have a feeling they're going to win tonight, too.
I do, too.
They seem to have fun playing last week.
Yeah.
You know, the looks on their expressions were much more up, and they just seemed to have fun. I'm sure they felt good winning a game, too, just like we all did.
You could tell they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were having fun.
Yep.
Yeah, winning is fun, isn't it?
It sure is.
Better than losing.
Yep.
Even though we're all hip. It's still more fun to win than it is to lose.
It sure is.
Are you hip, Jane?
I'm hip. I'm hip, babe.
You are?
I'm hip. But I have to share something with you guys that which I cannot believe, which I just saw online doing a little bit of research here, that the Broncos are expected to retain Vance Joseph, which I don't get. I don't think it's only the quarterback. I think it's the coach.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Do you think?
Well, that's a pretty deep question. And, you know, them's fighting words.
I know.
Them's fighting words.
I know.
So I don't know what to think about that. I've been blowing hot and cold on Vance Joseph all year. I like the guy. He's a likable guy.
He is.
And he appears to know football, which you have to when you're right at that level, of course. But you're right. It just doesn't seem like everything's clicked. But where did you get that report?
I got that on a website called Around the NFL.
Huh.
And it says Denver Broncos expected to retain Vance Joseph. Thursday Night Football features two head coaches standing on shaky soil because Chuck Pagano is also, they haven't done well either this year.
Chuck Pagano's from Boulder.
Is he really?
His father was my driver's ed teacher.
I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, his father was the coach of the high school football team at the high school I went to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Fairview High.
Didn't he have cancer and come?
Yes.
Yes, and he fought it. He beat it.
Yeah, and they gave him his job back.
Yeah.
And he returned.
Yeah.
Now, he might not have a job after this year,
but
it's not his fault. He doesn't have a quarterback either.
Right.
His franchise QB hasn't played in a season and a half.
Yeah. Who is their QB? Do you know?
Jacoby Brissett.
Boy, I've never even heard that name.
Yeah, he's stood in all season for Andrew Luck.
Huh.
Luck has some mysterious shoulder problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, Brissett is going to kiss it goodbye after this season.
That's pretty good. Wow. Did you get that off a bumper sticker?
No, I just made it
up. You just made it up?
Yeah.
She's brilliant, I tell ya.
963-2976. Lorraine, give us a call. Give us a call, 963-2976, and tell us what your guess is going to be.
Do the Broncos have two Christmas gifts to give their Broncomaniacs?
Do they?
I'm asking. Are they going to win again?
Oh, yes, they are.
You think?
Yeah.
Actually, they could win three times before Christmas.
They could. Who do they play next week?
I think it's Washington.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
No, I think you're right.
It's Washington. On the road, and then the last game of the season against the Chiefs at in Denver.
I don't remember the Broncos playing Washington.
It's been a while.
Hasn't it been a while?
Yeah, I think maybe Mike Shanahan might have been coaching them the last time the Broncos played them.
You mean coaching Washington or
Denver?
Yes, coaching Washington. Oh, Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I knew he went to Washington after Denver. Yeah. You know, his son, Kyle, is not doing so great.
Yeah, there's another thing. You know, they're in a rebuilding phase, and I think the owner will cut him a lot of slack. He'll give him a couple or three years.
I hope so.
He better.
Yeah.
And it appears that's what Elway wants to do with
Vance Joseph. You know, he just, I mean, the team doesn't seem prepared to me. They just don't seem prepared. And, you know, he kept, what was his name? It starts with an N. On special teams, the kickoff return, McKenzie.
Yeah.
They kept him, Joseph kept him on after he dropped so many passes. I mean, that's not very smart, in my opinion. Just things like that.
Well, he's a nice guy.
I know he's a nice guy.
So that's why he didn't lower the boom on
him. And he's a nice guy, and that's why nice guys finish last. That's why I don't think he's a good coach. He's too nice.
Huh.
That's just my opinion, and according to Craig, you and I don't know very much.
So you're saying we need another Vince Lombardi or something?
Yeah.
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 So where's the third brick? We're a brick shy of a load this show.
The third brick is she's coming back from Mexico today.
Oh.
They're driving back today. Hey, Sarita, if you're listening and you're on the way back, give us a call. Give us a call here at 963-2976.
You know how it is when you're away on vacation and you don't find out things for a little while after you get back.
Right.
So, you know, if you happen to be away on September 11th, 2001, you might not have known what happened.
Exactly.
You know? So I wonder if Sarah knows that the Broncos won.
Oh, she does. Yeah,
she does.
Oh, yeah. We were texting.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah. We stayed in touch while she was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. She was sitting on a beach and texting you?
Well, I don't know if she was sitting on a beach, but they were watching. The only place they could watch the games were in a bar in Mexico. Uh-huh. And I don't know if she watched the Bronco game. She watched the Vikings. She might have listened to the Bronco game, but she knew what was going on.
Oh, she did.
And I, yeah, she and I were texting back. Okay. So.
Huh. Well, dear listener, you can call us 963-2976. Give us your impressions of the first Broncos victory in forever. And maybe let us know what you think about the upcoming Colts game. 963-2976.
Lisa, where are you?
So I remember Frank calling last week, and he was saying he didn't know anything.
Right.
And he won.
I know. What was his guess?
I don't have that in front of me.
Oh, okay.
I've got it back at my desk. But, yeah, he was, you know, nobody predicted a shutout. So that's kind of how everything got skewed, you know.
Right.
Like, Frank was 18 or 20 points off, but he still won.
Wait, he was that many points off?
Yeah.
I wasn't that many points off. Wait, oh, I was excuse me. I was 7.
Yeah, because you 17. Guessed 17 for the Jets.
Exactly.
So that puts you 17 off right there.
Exactly. That's right. But I was right on with the Broncos.
You're tuned to Bronco Babble, and caller, you are on the air.
Hola, amigos. ¿Cómo están?
This sounds
Sarita.
Like Sarah.
Hola, buenita.
Hola, where are you? ¿Dónde estás?
Hola, El Luxor. Yo estoy en Denver.
Oh, you're in Denver?
Yes.
Are you coming back tonight?
Yes.
You're
starting the long journey back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I haven't been able to listen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening now, right?
No, I'm in a shuttle on the way to the car.
Oh, because we were just talking about you.
Yeah, that was exquisite timing.
Yeah, and I actually said, you know, maybe she'll call if she's back here.
Cool.
Yeah, we were just talking about you.
Well, here I am.
Yeah. Do you know who we're playing this week?
Yes, we're playing Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
And I believe they're 3-9.
Yes.
3-9, yes. And, yeah, they're not very good, but we're playing in Indianapolis.
Right. So,
and I know that Simeon is starting again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because Luke just asked me
did you know that the Jets, that we beat the Jets?
And I said,
yes.
And
yes.
I told him that we were texting and that you watched the Vikings game, and I forgot about if you watched the Broncos game, but I think you didn't.
No, we were in a beach bar watching the Vikings, and after that was over, we went and ate some fish, and I was thinking the Broncos game wasn't going to be that pretty anyway.
Right.
So I was happy to see that they won.
Right, because we texted each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was their first shutout in, I don't know, a long, long time. Do you know, Luke?
Well, it's been a while. That's a good question.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
Oh, no, way more than a couple. Yeah, it's been a long time since they had a shutout, so that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did they look good, or did the Jets just look terrible?
No, they looked great.
No, they looked good.
Offense and defense both. It was, you know, they fell into line with that old thing of if they run it more than they pass it, they win. And that's what they did this time. So.
Yeah, but when Simeon passed it, his passes were accurate, and Demaryius Thomas, you know, had some really good catches.
Yeah, well, that was what I read, that just everything fell into place. Like, everybody was doing their job, and they were playing like the coach is always saying they play during practice. So
that's
good. Yeah. So who are you guys taking this week?
Wait, listen to this. Broncos register first shutout victory since 2005.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it has been a while.
Yep.
Just like a few weeks ago, it was a long, long while since they got shut out.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Even much longer than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Right.
Feast or famine, Denver Broncos.
So the game starts at like 6:30?
I think that is what time it starts, 6:30 okay. Mountain time.
So you should make it home in time, right?
Well, no, we're not going to make it even to the hotel to pick up our car, but we can listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll
but
have
I'm
to.
I'm going to record it.
Okay.
You'll have to listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
Do you have a prediction, Sarah?
I'd like to think they're going to click on all cylinders again. I don't know. I think actually they're 2.5 point underdogs. But I know Indianapolis is not very good. They have a really anemic offense. Maybe our defense would be good again. Maybe they're on such a high after that win that they could keep it rolling. So
yeah,
I'll take the Broncos 17-14.
Okay.
All right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Look forward to...
What are you picking, Luke? Have you made your prediction?
I have not made my prediction yet, but I am predicting a Broncos victory.
You are.
Well, you know, the Broncos are coming off a win after just 4 days ago. The Colts, on the other hand, lost in a heartbreaking fashion in a blizzard in Buffalo. And that was just 4 days ago, and they're probably still just now thawing out.
Right,
we were in Mexico, and they kept flashing this game up on the screen, and we were like, "Oh my God, where is that? It looked like a whiteout."
And in fact, Vance Joseph, the Broncos couldn't even watch the film because they couldn't see the players in the plays.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, I read that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, so you're taking Indianapolis, and Jane, are you taking, I mean, Broncos?
I'm taking Broncos. Yeah.
Why do I ask you always?
Yeah, well, but I really believe they're going to win tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what my score is yet. I haven't channeled it.
You can text me because I will be listening to it live for a little while.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, here, the shuttle driver is picking, Rodney, the shuttle driver is picking Broncos 24. Yeah, Colts 17.
That was my guess for last week, and I came in second.
That's right. Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. All right.
All right. Say
who won,
hi.
Who won last week?
The Bronco. Oh.
No. Frank.
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 Yeah. Frank hasn't called before, has he?
No. Okay. Not this year.
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
Not this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a new winner. That's good.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll let you get back to the show, guys.
Thanks Sarah.
Sarah.
We'll see you next
Drive
week.
Drive safe. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. See bye. You.
Bye.
Yeah, I thought she would call.
You know, we have to leave the show a little bit early today, Jane. So you better start channeling because we only have 8 minutes before we have to skedaddle.
Okay.
Which gives us enough time to take one more caller if you'd like to call.
963-2976 if you have anything to say.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
This is the winner of last week's prediction.
Frank?
Hi, Frank.
How's it going?
Good. I came in second.
Cool. I still want to say, what is up with the offensive line where we can't get a running play to save our lives?
Well, one of them's injured. The high-priced free agent is injured. Leary.
Oh, Leary, right.
Yep.
Right.
And one of them's a rookie, and the others are run-of-the-mill sort of journeyman linemen. So I think that's why.
Right.
Okay, that's an answer, I guess. Still doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
So frustrating.
Not at all.
So frustrating to watch.
But I
run up the middle.
Isn't that frustrating? I know. But I think because we've done so poorly this year that we're going to be able to get some good players, draft some good players, and maybe have a decent offensive line next year. What do you think?
Sounds good.
We need a quarterback first and foremost.
Okay, it's going to be 28 Broncos. 14 Colts.
28-14 for Frank.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Frank. Maybe you'll win two in a row here.
Do I win like a condo or something in Florida or something?
You win. You win Jane's everlasting admiration.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I'll take it.
But I hope you don't win this week. I hope I do. No offense, Frank.
problem. None taken.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
963-2976. If you want to place a last minute guess on what the score is going to be of the Broncos Colts game tonight.
Well, I'll go ahead with my prediction, Jane, okay, while you still channel.
Okay.
You know, the Colts are 23rd against the run, so they're not very good against the run.
Okay.
So I think the Broncos have a chance to run it again.
Okay.
And as you know, when they can run it, they do well.
Right.
So I think that's the major thing for me. All right, we have another caller here.
Okay.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, hi. What so took you so long?
Well, I have to work.
Some of us have to work.
Yeah,
that's right.
Including me. Yes, okay. Go on.
I am, you know, I think if I was to give you a prediction,
yes,
it might jinx it because I didn't call in last week and they won.
Oh.
Oh.
You're right.
But I think you bet. I think you should, why don't you text me your prediction?
Okay, I will text you my prediction.
And so we'll have a record of it, but you won't say it on the air and jinx
that
it.
That is correct.
What do you think?
Superstition in the air.
But do you think the Broncos are going to win?
Of course you
do. Well, I always think that.
I know you do, you and me both. But I have a feeling, you know, I'm pretty confident they're going to win.
I think they'll do very well.
Yes.
This week.
All right. Well, text me.
I will. I will text you.
Okay.
And as far as the offensive line, I think they're on vacation in Maui or somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, love.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to say mine real quick because we don't have much time left here. I'm going to say Broncos 20, Colts 14.
Okay, I'm going to say Broncos 30.
Wow.
Colts 17.
Woohoo! That's impressive. You got confidence in those donkeys.
I do. For some reason, it's just, I do this week.
Yeah, you know, I had a real feeling about last week.
Uh-huh.
And because, you know, I was actually dithering with my mother. I said, well, I'm not sure if I want to drive to Grand Junction to watch them lose again,
uh-huh,
you know. But I had a feeling. And so I said, okay, count me in. Go ahead and make dinner and I'll come down. And sure enough, they won.
Yes, they
did.
Ooh,
I don't think we have enough time. Yeah, we don't have enough time.
Caller,
you have to make your prediction really fast here.
Okay, so it's not a prediction, but
Lorraine.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
So it's like a comment about the coach, right?
Okay, yes.
Earlier. So my thought was, number one, he should demand a contract extension.
Oh my God.
And demand they bring in Collins from San Francisco.
Oh, you know what? Somebody is coaching her because she has no clue about anything having to do with football. And I know who's coaching her, too.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Jeff Dickinson. Am I correct?
I refuse to answer.
She's pleading the fifth on that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called.
I think it's going to be like our snow season. Like it started really slow and then it's just like all hell to break loose.
Okay. Okay. I think you're right, but we have to go. We have to get off the air early.
Okay.
So thanks for calling. Call next week.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
All right.
Brings another Bronco Babble to the end.
Yep. Babble, babble.
Babble, babble, babble. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. We'll be here next week.